This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Speaking of rule of law, let's talk real estate rule of law among real estate agents. Now, I've been doing this 33 years, and I've learned the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics, which dictates for those who are realtors, in other words, to become a realtor, you have to become a part of the National Association of Realtors. 99% of real estate agents are realtors. Being a real estate agent, having a license to sell houses, does not mean you're a realtor. You have to join the National Association of Realtors to do that, and you have to abide by a code of ethics for how you will treat the public and how you will treat fellow real estate agents. Now, with the general public, you have a responsibility, regardless of whether you represent somebody or not, to be fair and honest and ethical. According to the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the Fair Housing Act of 1968, and the American with Disabilities Act of 1990, among all the other addendas. With the general public, we have an ethical and honesty compliance that is mandated, and if there's a breach of that, the rule of law steps in and realtors can lose their license. They can be punished financially. Furthermore, if you're going to breach the Fair Housing Act and steer people away from certain houses or blockbust or do other things, which, by the way, I've never seen happen in my whole career. I've been through the fair housing training so many times over the past 33 years, but honestly, I have never in my whole life, ever, among all the real estate agents I've ever met, ever seen any kind of discrimination. Just to give you a perspective of the reality in my life, and that's a long time as a real estate agent to never see something that is touted as being a serious problem. It's not to say it doesn't exist, it just doesn't happen on my watch, and it hasn't happened among any of the people that I know. Then you have the rule of law between real estate agents. And I want to talk just a little bit about the exclusive right to sell listing agreement and what it means to be hired by a seller to sell their property and what it does to the conversation and relationship that other real estate agents might have with that owner. You see, when you decide ultimately you're going to hire me, for instance, as your real estate broker and you've signed a listing agreement, I am employed for a period of time to try to put it all together, get the property up for sale, get a contract that's acceptable, go through whatever contingencies, inspections, and whatnot, and then safely get all the way through to settlement and get the funds put into your account wherever you so desire. That process is 119 steps in my book, and the money that I make is called a commission. I don't make money by the hour. There's no guarantee that I will make money. Recently, one of my partners on my team had a listing, and somewhere along the tail end of the listing agreement, we started to get rumblings from the owner of the property that they wanted to get out of the agreement. And they started using words in conversation that would suggest that they were being coached from another real estate agent, just the way it came across. Using specific words, wanting to look at specific documents, looking for specific things. And ultimately, and I'm being vulnerable, you know, I'm sharing, this is a situation where somebody was not happy. They weren't getting the offer on their home. The house was listed for $950,000. We had recommended a price adjustment to $900,000 after 2.5 months on the market. And this was like the fifth time that we brought this up, that the price was too high. Okay, they weren't happy. They didn't want to do that. Then, 2 weeks before our listing is expiring, they say, we want you to give us a termination of the listing agreement now, 2 weeks before it's up. And we want to consider taking the house off the market for a little bit and switching agents and lowering the price. Now, you can imagine the chagrin that my partner and I felt when we heard this. And we said, sorry, but you're saying you want to do things that we've been telling you to do, but you want to do it with somebody else and give them the benefit after we've put all the time and effort into it. And they were, let's put it this way, stubborn is a mild way of describing this particular client and their willingness to hear and listen and actually work through a relationship in a trusting fashion, in spite of our excellent intentions and fair dealings all the way through. But the coaching that they're getting from another real estate agent creates questions in my mind about conversations that that seller is having with another real estate agent. And that's where I'm going with this conversation today. You see, a real estate agent is not allowed to solicit a listing that's currently listed with another broker. But that does not preclude a homeowner from soliciting another agent to consider hiring them to sell their property. Meaning, the homeowner in this situation could have picked up the phone and called three brokers while we had the listing and said, I want you to come over and talk to us about selling our house. We're not happy. Our agent tells us the price is wrong. So has the agent done anything wrong by having a conversation with the homeowner? The answer is no. If the homeowner asks the agent, how do I get out of my existing contract? Can the agent actually expose the details of how to do that? Well, we're obligated to be honest with the public. We are also obligated to not interrupt an existing relationship. So there's a little bit of nuance here about what you should and should not say based on personal conviction. I don't think there's anything that says that an agent couldn't give an answer to a homeowner. Well, if you look in your jurisdictional addendum, you'll see probably there's a clause in there that you could read that you could then give notice to your existing agent and tell them that you're not going to continue, and you put it in writing, you send it to them, and then at the end of that period, that listing is dead. Sometimes there's a dollar amount attached to that where the seller will have to pay some kind of a fee to be released early. This is the case in Virginia. In Maryland, it's not the case. So did the agent do anything wrong by giving the seller the awareness of what to say or how to approach us to let us go? I'll never know. And it's not worth really worrying about. I trust the one who owns all the cattle on all the hills. I do not look at what other people may do, because ultimately that is something I cannot control, right? We cannot control other people's choices or behaviors. All we can do is control our own. An interesting thing happened. We gave them their wish. We signed and we released it. Not a half an hour after that occurred, a buyer called and said, hey, we saw this property. We've missed on the internet. We saw it for sale, and we'd like to see it. We've just come off of writing three different offers on other properties and not being able to get them. We're trying something new, and we just wanted to call and see if you'd show us the house. So I pick up the phone, and I call the seller, and I say, guess what? I've got a buyer who wants to see your house. I'll finish that story in just a second, but I better not forget my friend Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, what's going on, man? You're in the Beacon newspaper business, and you've got some bit out of the Beacon newspaper for us today.
Yes, a fascinating house study that was done in University College London. They, you see, when you get older, you know, our vision declines, right? It's a little bit harder to tell color contrast and shapes and things. So this lab has been doing various studies. They determined that the reason the retina declines so early and so rapidly is that the mitochondria in the retinal cells lose power, lose energy. And they discovered that red light in a very long wavelength seems to recharge the energy in a mitochondria. So they had a small study, people of all ages, they had them have a LED flashlight with dark red light that they had specially made, and they looked at it for 3 minutes a day for 2 weeks. And those who were over 40 had a more than 20% improvement in their color contrast and in the ability to see. It seemed like such a very simple, not serious kind of intervention for one to do, just to look at a light a few minutes a day to improve your vision. I think it's a great potential.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, especially, you know, at our age where we're both probably experiencing the same thing, 3 minutes a day looking at red light may make a difference. So thanks, Stuart. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper today at thebeaconnewspapers.com. But back to my story, the seller says, sure, and I end up selling the house to this buyer. Now, they signed a listing agreement with the other agent, and they lowered the price, but they hadn't gone on the market yet. And I still got them to accept a price that was less than, now I'm representing the buyer, folks, I got them to accept a price that was less than what I'd recommended as an adjusted list price. Period. End of story. We got a situation here where we ended up selling the property anyways because of the marketing that we did. The other agent got the benefit of it on the listing side. And is that mildly irritating? It's tempting, but again, I trust the one who provides for everything that I need. And it was just like him to come through in a different way since we had done nothing wrong. Well, I got to wrap it up, folks. We've come to the end of our time. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.